Fourth quarter begins there with Holcomb at third and goal at the Scott City 3-yard line. They tried two running plays and only gained 1 yard through their first two running plays. So on third down, they'd run a double tight end set, and it would be a familiar connection for the second time on a touchdown on third and goal from the Scott City 3.
Third and goal at the Longhorn, or at the Scott City 3-yard line. Scott City needs another couple stops here. Pistol set up here for the quarterback, Caden Johnson. It's a fake the pass. Cox touchdown off the left side. 21-18 with 11:55 to go, and they'll kick the extra point.
Holcomb would go for the PAT, the extra point kick, and it would actually hit the right upright. So the score remained 21-18 for Scott City. Just 5 seconds into the fourth quarter, 11:55 to go. That was the second straight series that Holcomb had scored on Scott City. So 21-18, the Beavers with all the momentum against them, and it would be a drive to remember for Scott City on the ensuing drive, and a perfect drive that really saw Scott City take back the reins of the ball game, and they would move it down the field. They'd have one big third down that they needed to convert, and it was by a new face in the rotation at receiver who hadn't caught a pass before Friday night.
Third and five at their own 42-yard line as Holcomb shows blitz. Gooden will roll to his right on third down, has good protection, finds Culp for a first down across midfield to the 47-yard line. Culp is first varsity catch of his career, and it is a big one for 11 yards and a Beaver first down.
That really was a big third down. That helped kick off the drive there for Scott City. After they started at their own 37, they needed that drive to keep the drive moving in the fourth quarter. They would have one big run that looked like Scott City had scored, but it was a penalty that would pull them back, though.
Wing T set up good, and handoff, sweep play, left side, Hunter Yeager trying to bounce the outside, does, 20, cuts it up, 15, 10, inside the 5, Hunter Yeager into the end zone, touchdown,
yeah.
Scott City! Nice run, 25 yards, Yeager left side, but we do have a flag on the play at the 15-yard line.
Oh. Well, Hunter Yeager's touchdown run was called back, negated by a penalty. The Beavers still had second and short. They would convert it, and they would get down inside the 10 to about the 5-yard line. A couple plays later, Scott City would finally get into the end zone with the senior quarterback.
6:14 to go. This drive stuttered at their own 37. Had one big penalty, but Beavers overcame it. An empty backfield, or one in the backfield, trips to the right, one to left. Third and goal from the 5, Goodman in the backfield. It'd be a quarterback keeper. Gooden cuts it up inside the 2-1. No signal yet if he got in. It is a
yeah.
touchdown!
Yeah.
Touchdown with 5:54 to go, and the Beavers go back up by two scores at 27-18.
Parker Gooden's touchdown capped off a 12-play, 63-yard drive that just took a second over half of the fourth quarter clock, 6 minutes and 1 second. The extra point was kicked in by Alexis Reyes. That was a big one because it made it a 10-point game, a 28-18 with 5:54 to go. But Holcomb would move the ball back on their ensuing drive. They would start at their own 27. They would get into Scott City territory where some fortune happened, and it was seemed like a flashback to the third play of the ball game.
Devin Hill, his third catch for 41 yards. Cox in motion, 4:40 to go, first and 10. Holcomb at the Scott City 48. Rolling to his left is Johnson.
Oh, there's a hold.
Pass is picked off Jackson Lewis.
Yeah.
Forget about the holding, and Lewis looked like on virtually the same play, picks it off for a second time tonight.
Thought maybe there would be a hold call. There was no flag thrown for holding, but the interception stood there for Jackson Lewis at a big play. Scott City would take over at their own 43-yard line, 4:32 to go in the game, up 28-18. And this would be another drive where the Beavers would deliver a blow to the Holcomb Longhorns. It'd be a big third down conversion on third and short that would get him closer to pay dirt.
So Scott City is 4 of 10 on third downs, facing a third down at about 4 here with 3:15 to go. They have plenty of time to snap it as Holcomb shows a blitz off with their outside backers. Gooden rolls to his right, finds a wide open Yeager first down at the 40-yard line of Holcomb. He gets the big gain of about 11 on the play. Move the sticks, Beavers, with 3:06 to go.
Since Holcomb had pulled it within 21-18 early in the fourth quarter, feel like it was the seniors that were really stepping up for Scott City after a 4-yard loss on first down for Scott City at the Holcomb 44 on second down. It was a senior who was having a career night delivering the final blow of the game.
Second down play, sweep play. Here's Hunter Yeager, 35, first down, 30, 25, 20. Cuts it right side, 15. You bet! touchdown, 44 yards, and the dagger delivered by the senior Yeager for his second touchdown of the night, and it's 34-18, 2:01 to go.
What really sealed the game was the Alexis Reyes PAT. They made it a three-possession game. That was a big extra point. 35-18, 2:01 to go. Holcomb would have one final chance there. They had fumbled the kickoff in their own territory, would only get it to their own nine, but they would have an opportunity. They'd get one first down and would have a late opportunity with under a minute to go to try to get a first down, and they would try it on the ground, and they were unsuccessful yet again.
First fourth down attempt of the night for Holcomb. This is their seventh play of the drive. 52 seconds to go, fourth and one at their own 29. It'll be a handoff up the middle. This is to Johnson, and he'll be stopped short. So Colby Johnson stopped short right at the 29, no gain. We'll have maybe one or two kneel downs and get out of here. And Scott City forces a turnover on downs with 46.8 to go.
Scott City would kneel it down once and come out of the game with a 35-18 win over the Holcomb Longhorns to improve their record to 7-2 on the year. They'd win the Week 9 playoff game for a second straight year, and Holcomb would have their second straight to losing season at 4-5. We'll have our wrap-up in our next and final segment of this Sounds of the Game here, and we'll hear from assistant coach Landon Frank as well. You're listening to Sounds of the Game featuring the Scott City Beavers on WesternKansasNews.com.